pray that your word would be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Hide it in our heart. Reading this morning, Hebrews, kind of in 3 and 4, and so I'm not going to read actually the whole thing of Hebrews 3 and 4, I know y'all be thankful for that, but just a couple of places, and just kind of an encouragement to it was to me and to you. Hopefully it'll be to you as well. Chapter 3 of Hebrews, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession. And that word calling is like when a person is being called to a great feast, or when you're being called for supper, you know, or dinner. You know, when I was little, my parents used to, you know, call us. We'd be out playing, and they would call, do the supper call, you know, and it's the same word here, that you have, we all have, we've been partakers of Jesus, and it's like this heavenly feast that we've been called to, okay? And I'm going to jump a few verses, jump down to verse 6. Christ was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are. He's faithful over us. If we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm until the end. Therefore, just as the Holy Spirit says, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoke me. And he's going to use this this particular passage Bishop's been talking about today. If you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts. When they were going into the promised land, you know, when they were right there. And he's saying this, he's using this kind of analogy for these guys. You know, today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts like they did. Because what they did was that they fell into unbelief, and we'll see that here in a minute. But that's just part of what we're seeing. Okay, verse 14, for we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end. When it says today, today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts. That's when they provoke you. Our assurance here, that word is... to possess standing under like it's this guaranteed agreement, like you become partakers of Jesus, of this person Christ. And this is a guaranteed agreement to you. Just like a deed would be. If someone handed you a deed, it's a guaranteed agreement. Okay? Again, he's saying, you got this, so today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts like they did. Don't fall into unbelief. And we've been talking a lot about that around here, Bishop has, about the just an evil, unbelieving heart. Verse 19 of 3, so that we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief. Therefore, let us fear, while a promise remains of entering his rest, any of you come short of it. Indeed, we had the good news preached to us, just as they did. The word they heard did not profit them, because it was not united by faith with those who heard. For we who have believed enter that rest, just as he said, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, although his works were finished from the foundation of the world. Always an amazing word there. God's works were finished from the foundation of the world. He has to throw that in here. Verse 6 of 4. Therefore, since it remains for some to enter it, those who formerly had good news preached to them failed to enter because of their disobedience, he again fixes a certain day, today, saying through David, so long a time as it has been before, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, he would not have spoken of another day. There remains, therefore, a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For the one who has entered God's rest has himself rested from his works as God did from his. Therefore, let us be diligent to enter his rest, so that no one may fall through the same example of says disobedience, but actually the word there is unbelief. Same word. Disobedience is just willful unbelief. So we have this real good picture here, right? And it really struck me that he keeps using that word, an example of today, if you hear his voice. Today, if you hear his voice. You become partakers of Christ. God has finished his works from the beginning. So there's an invitation to enter into his rest, right? Not inactivity, but God's activity. And there's like this voice that's surrounding you, surrounding us even right now. Even when you wake up, go to bed, there's a voice speaking to you, surrounding you. And that voice is calling you to enter into His rest. That you've become partaker. You're standing there with the deep. You've got it all. We hear that all the time here. But there's a voice. And then, I've never seen it like this before, because the very next scripture, which we use this scripture a lot, it says, "For the word of God is living and active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, able to judge the very thoughts and intentions of the heart." Okay? So in context here, it's His word that's surrounding you. That this powerful, living, active, sharp word that can pierce any situation, any emotion you're going through, any thought is ready to do that, like a sword. So that you can enter in to His rest. Right? His word is living in that. It's like around you. It's calling to you and me. It's speaking to us constantly. And then it says this real simple thing, don't harden your hearts. Listen. Enter in. Right? Don't give in to unbelief right now. This word wants to pierce you, pierce your experience, whatever you need. I mean, I really like that, because that means like this thing can really go deep. Right? And I was just praying this morning, because there's some areas, I think, that I have entered into God's rest, but you know what? There are a lot that I haven't. You know, I can think, "Oh, I'm cool. I'm kind of restful in this situation," and then a minute later, I'm stressing over something about today. Right? I was thinking this morning, like, "Oh, I got to do this." I was telling TC, "Let's go. I've got this. I got this. I got to do this. Take care of this." You know, totally not entered. You know. And that's the reason He's speaking that today. Wait a minute. There's a word right here, living and active, for you, for me. That was for me today, this morning, right? There's a living, active word surrounding you right now that wants to pierce you, your soul. It wants to just cut through all this nonsense. And it wants you to enter into His rest. Because, see, truth is, He's already done it. He's resting. He's already been there. That's amazing, isn't it? And that voice is calling today, right now, today, enter into His rest. Right? That active, living word is present. Just, if you can imagine, I'm a picture person, so I can see it's just circling around me. An invitation, enter in. Let me, whatever it is that you're really struggling with, it'll pierce right through it. There's nothing too hard. There's nothing too great. Nothing too hard, right? God will pierce right through it. And that word, and that piercing brings you to rest, because it's His word. Enter in. Enter in. An invitation, right? And then the very last, lack of time. All this is just added together. Just became, you know, Scripture always does that to us, but it just comes alive. A certain time. Therefore, we have this great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus. We do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness. We have one who's been tempted, but never gave into it. So let us draw near with confidence at that moment to the throne of grace, that we may receive His mercy and may find all of His grace to help in our time of need. Right? That's an hour today. That word surrounds you, calling you to enter into His throne of grace. That's what it is. To partake. To calling to this feast. Right? Now I can either just, you know, let what I'm going through just overwhelm me, or I can go to supper and feast. Right? And that's what that living word around you does. It's just calling you. Enter in. Enter in. Today. Right now. Enter in. This moment. Enter in. And His word will just pierce right through it. Right? It's amazing how He does that. And then we'll receive all of the mercy we need and all the grace we'll need to help at that moment. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.